we're adapting ourselves to their culture. Leave them with their pagan culture, just add Jesus Christ to it, and then everything will be fine. And what do? We end up converting them to a religion rather than to Christ. This is all smart policy if your purpose is to bring them under the authority of your religious leader. If that's the purpose of it, it's a very successful policy. The problem is, it doesn't change people's hearts. They're still Samaritans. They fear the Lord and they worship their own gods. How different has it been? In the Philippines, where I was raised, it was very evident, and I know that this is the case in other cultures because I've been in a few other cultures as well. Wherever you have the Roman Church that has taken root in any of these other countries, you will find that the church, or the Catholic Church in the Philippines, is far different from the Catholic Church in America. Why? Because the culture is different, and it's more than just culture. In the Philippines, I know firsthand, everybody, they go to church, they are very religious, and when they get home, they worship their own pagan deities. I saw it happen. It was common. Everybody knew it. It was the worst-kept secret in the world. And what does the church say about it? Well, they don't care. As long as you're in submission to the Pope, you're okay. Let's just add Jesus Christ to our foreign gods and worship our evil spirits and the spirits in the rocks and the trees or whatever else it is, depending upon the particular culture there. But as long as you go to church, as long as you take the say the Mass, as long as you go to confession, you're okay. Now, maybe I'm being a little hard on him, but I'm speaking from personal experience as an eyewitness, so this is not hearsay. And I know that this is going on all around the world. I just happen to disagree with that policy. I think that that policy makes for a lot of Christians in name, but what you do is you convert people like Simon the sorcerer, and you leave them still practicing their magic and their sorcery, their witchcraft, but they have become believers in name only. I don't think that that is right. That is not my goal. I'm not here to convert anybody to a religion or denomination. What I want to do is teach people to fear the Lord, period. Don't go out and worship your own false gods after.